Hello everybody, and very welcome to AAK's quarterly report and this Q2 conf call. The agenda we are proposing follows the classical format. We will walk you through the main businesses and the numbers. We will talk a little bit about AAK acceleration and the acquisition of Golden Foods, Golden Brands that we announced 3 weeks ago, but we will come back to the subject a little bit today again. Talk about a few other main events, and all this will take roughly 20-25 minutes, and then we have space for Q&A up to roughly 1 hour and 2:00 P.M. at the latest. This call should be over. Page 3, we are very happy and a little bit proud to announce the best Q2 we have ever had. Net sales increased to 3.9 billion. This was very much driven by raw material price increases, but it was also driven by a better product mix with more high-margin products sold at a higher average price. And this is despite negative currency translation impacts of 360 million SEK plus. Volume decreased consistent with Q1, mainly driven by our reorientation of our strategy in the U.K., adapting also U.K. to AAK specialty strategy. All this leads to an operating profit of 196 million to be compared to consensus of, if I remember correctly, 188-189, so slightly above the consensus. And adjusted for exchange rates, at constant exchange rates, this is an improvement with 32%. We also see earnings per share go up with roughly 15%. Page 4, our two main business areas had a very good development. Food Ingredients, operating results 120 million, up 19%. At constant currency, up 30%, 30. And we see here a very good development of operating profit per kilo. The specialty strategy works, and we are getting a better and better mix of specialty and semi-specialty products. We see here the volume decrease, very consistent with the previous quarter. And again, it is here we have the adaptation of the execution of our U.K. strategy. Chocolate confectionery fats, 70 million, up 23%. At constant currency, up 40%. Here we can also comment that underlying, as you all know, our Lipids for Care business is part of the CCF business area as it's shea nut-based. Here we struggle very much with the headwind on the currency side, and that means that the pure chocolate confectionery business is doing even a little bit better than you see in these numbers. Technical Products and Feed, 28 million, same as last year. This is, however, influenced by a planned longer than normal maintenance stop at our Karlshamn factory. We do a maintenance stop every year, but every 4 or 5 years we do a significantly longer maintenance stop, and that was the case this year. So this is also according to plans. These are the main high-level details. I now pass the microphone to Mr. Byström, who will walk you through a little bit more of details behind all of this.
Thank you, Arne. If we turn to page 5, we can start with the first chart on the volumes. As you saw from the report, volumes is generally down by 8%. It is primarily the impact of lower commodity volumes in the U.K. as part of the restructuring there. On the other hand, and more importantly for AAK, the specialty products are increasing and continue that trend. I think it's important also to recognize that the restructuring of the UK in this diagram will continue another couple of quarters because it will not be completely restructured until the second quarter 2012. So it's important to understand that there will be a lower volumes in this form. On the other hand, of course, with the acquisition, that will be partly offset by increased volumes contributed by Golden Food Golden Brands. The diagram on group operating profit is showing, as Arne said, the best second quarter ever, and I think we have a very strong positive trend on the development of the operating profit. Operating profit per kilogram, the third slide there, is also showing a very good trend, and it's a very strong improvement if we compare to 2007. It's basically 50% up for the total group, and I think this is really a very good demonstration of the strength of our strategy as such. If we then turn to page six and start with return on net operating assets, that is showing a very good trend, and that I think is also despite the very high working capital that we have. As you saw in the report, we have increased raw material impact on working capital by about 800 million for the first 6 months, and this has been totally offset by improved earnings, and therefore we continue to show this good and strong trend. Net debt divided by EBITDA is increasing as such. I think we could hopefully at least have seen the peak from the raw material price increases, and therefore this should level out. And then we, of course, have the impact of the acquisition, which will come on top of that. But I think that we have, or hopefully have, most of the negative impact of the raw material price increases behind us. And I will come back a little bit more detail on the cash flow.
Thank you, Anders. Page seven, now into more details on the business, some already mentioned, in fact. Food Ingredients, as we said, 120 million, up 19% or 30% at constant exchange rate. And we can see here in the graph that this is by far the best Q2 we ever had, and there is in fact only three quarters historically at the same level or better. In fact, more or less only two quarters better in a perspective where Q2 is normally the second weakest quarter in the year. So this is really encouraging. Our focus in AAK acceleration on all the speciality and semi-speciality areas in food ingredients are developing very nicely. Bakery is developing very nicely. Food service is coming back. But here we want to particularly mention our different products in infant nutrition and the dairy fat alternatives, two areas responding very, very well to all our different initiatives around the world. Also, very encouraging on page 8, you see here an EBIT per kilo reaching record highs. And the only question is, how far can we bring the EBIT per kilo? We are not giving any guidance on that, but we're working hard on the subject, as you all understand, and at some point of time, 0.7 is definitively within reach. We are not limiting ourselves with any target setting on EBIT per kilo on FI, but there is still room for further improvement. Page 9, chocolate confectionery fats. We saw volume growth of 7%, very encouraging. Business developing nicely in North, Central, and South America, where you know we have strong market positions in all three regions. In Europe, a more stable situation in Western Europe and a stable situation compared to previous quarters in Eastern Europe, Ukraine and Russia included, with no signs for any fast recovery. So these results have been obtained with modest performance in Eastern Europe and Russia. We all know that many of you have a question on the low cocoa butter price level. We are aware of that concern. You have, by the end of this power pack, a graph showing the cocoa butter price evolution, but we want to state that we see no limiting effects of our CBE sales due to the relatively low cocoa butter prices, even at that low price level, that, by the way, have started to go up a little bit again. But even at this low price level, CBE is to our customers a very compelling value proposition. A comment we want to make here when we look upon CCF. I believe we should turn to page 10, where we see EBIT per kilo, and this means that the evolution from record high levels in the second half of 2008 has now started to change trend a little bit. We are not predicting any fast, immediate, strong turnarounds to a strong positive trend, but we are cautiously optimistic for a certain positive trend going forward. Finally, our performing technical products and feed business. Again, a good second quarter, despite a very long planned maintenance stop in Karlshamn. The biolubricant Binol business continued to show good signs, and we should maybe here also mention, to also balance all the positives with some challenges, the crushing margins for rapeseed in Europe is currently under some pressure. So we are optimistic also for technical products and feed, but the crushing margins will be a challenge. With those words, I think I should pass back the microphone to Mr. Byström, who will talk cash flow a little bit.
On page 12, we can see the cash flow for the second quarter and year to date. And first, I'd like to point out that the cash flow from operating activities as such are significantly better than last year, both on a quarterly basis and on a year-to-date basis. If we look at working capital, as expected, we've seen a negative impact of the raw material prices that have increased. But the actual result was exactly in line with our expectations, so there's no surprises here, which means that the cash flow from operating activities, including changes in working capital, came out at minus 41 versus minus 5. And I think it's important to recognize also that the year-to-date negative impact on working capital because of the increased raw material is 834. Cash flow from investment is essentially the CapEx, which is slightly below annual depreciation and is continuing in that rate. We are most likely, we have now seen the major effect, the negative effect on cash flow because of the raw material price increases. And if we turn to page 13, we have illustrated that in the diagram of rapeseed and palm prices. As you can see, the later part of 2010, we had a 50% increase, indicated in the red colors here. And then during 2011, we have about 20% decline in prices. And as you probably know, all of you who are following us closely, we have a delay of 6 to 9 months because of the contracts. And therefore, if you look at the diagram to the right, you will see that there are five boxes, red boxes of 250, and we have probably consumed a major part of the fourth box, a red box there. And on the other hand, we have two green boxes that will come true with the current trend that we have on raw material prices.
Thank you, Anders. Now follows a small recap of our Golden Foods, Golden Brands acquisition announced July 1. We'd like to do a small recap as that announcement came for natural reasons with very short notice time, so some of you didn't have a possibility to participate in our conf call that we held 3 weeks ago. So perspective, AAK acceleration with three famous priority areas: growth, efficiency, people. We cannot win if we don't push the accelerator and the brake at the same time, and nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiastic and motivated people. I do not intend to go through all the details of AAK acceleration today, but this slide is more to say that we are very little bit proud to say that the Golden Foods, Golden Brands acquisition is the result of a proactive strategy. We've been working with this case since long time. It was a deal built upon personal relations and long-term discussions on the subject. It was not an M&A driven auction or anything like that. And I think all parties are happy with the outcome. And what is good, and we want to show here, that with this move, we are hitting three of our seven priorities in growth. This is a bakery organization, which is one of our focus areas. They also do a lot in food service, which is one of our priority areas. And as you mentioned, we want to be active in M&A, and this was our first transaction of importance since quite some time. A few facts from our early July conf call. Golden Foods, Golden Brands is the leading, we believe, North American supplier of flaked shortenings. And in a moment, I will explain what is flaked shortenings. $120 million US dollars and located in Louisville, Kentucky. And they do flaked shortenings going to the bakery sector, where the main products would be for American biscuits. You have an illustration on the right-hand side. It's going to pizza doughs, it's going to all kind of cookies, and it's going to all kind of pastries and pies. And then to the food service sector, basically to bakeries doing the same kind of products, but oriented quick service, fast service restaurants, casual dining restaurants, and schools and institutions. So complementing the existing AAK business very, very nicely. So what is a shortening? Lipid technology education class one for our analysts and investors today, and there will be more to follow. Some of you know this already, but we would say a shortening is a margarine without water, and in this case, it's used to make baked goods tender and/or flaky. Advantages: why do we use flaked shortenings? It improves the taste and texture. It comes with an ability to add color, flavor, aromas, and also a capability to mix different ingredients with the fat. And big, big advantages in logistic and production handling costs, as this does not require any special equipment to handle liquid oils in the production. Page 17, a little bit more, already mentioned, American biscuits, cookies, breads, pizzas, and so forth. An opportunity to come with flakes in different sizes, flavors, and colors. The illustration shows on the left-hand side flakes with cocoa taste. Second should be flakes with a clear butter taste. And on the right-hand side should be flakes with significant sugar sweet content. So lots of opportunities, We want to say here also, last bullet point on this slide, that Golden Foods, Golden Brands, operates the same way as AAK, with a large portion of the business driven by customer co-development, which is very key to us. Strategic rationale, page 18. This acquisition expands and complements AAK's existing product portfolio. At the same time, getting into the AAK family, the commercial organization in Golden Foods, Golden Brands, get access to the AAK catalog, product catalog, which also is complementing and expanding what they do. At the same time, customer footprint and distribution channels complement each other. So hence, good opportunity to mutual cross-selling. The second, so all these three bullet points should be seen together. The other big strategic advantage is some large customers would require more than one production site in, not in every country, that's not possible for anyone, but at least in each continent. In the U.S., with this, we have two production sites, which will be a large commercial advantage. Also, Louisville, famous for the Kentucky Derby and the U.S. baseball bats, and Golden Foods, Golden Brands, and now AAK U.S., is situated in an interesting part of, shall we say, the southeast corner of the U.S. Midwest, which gives some very good geographical combinations for us in servicing our customers. Financial impact, very limited impact on this fiscal year. Operating profit, roughly in line with the same business in AAK or adjacent similar business in AAK. We expect 2012 to bring 70,000 to 80,000 metric tons, and this will, of course, be consolidated in our Food Ingredients business area and be a very fully integrated part of AAK U.S. We are now 3 weeks into integration. We are here to say that this transaction has been very well received by all our customers, and this transaction has also been very well received by the employees in not only AAK, but more important, in Golden Foods, Golden Brands. Both for customers and employees, seeing a long-term industrial harbor for the business has been well perceived, and very, very early phases of integration with a strong focus to re-recruit all customers and to re-recruit all employees. First 3 weeks, very, very good impression. We turn to page 20. We have many questions on our rationalization programs. We are here to announce that we continue to be on track with the programs in Karlshamn and Aarhus. After Q1, we announced one more program in one, and we spoke about one entity who hadn't executed our specialty strategy the way we do everywhere elsewhere. We are now here announcing that we speak about AAK UK. The reason we didn't do that last time was we had concluded a rationalization program, but we hadn't announced it to our organizations and our people in the U.K. We have done that now, and the programs on the commercial side to focus the specialty and semi-specialty products, that program is in place. We're adapting the organization commercially. We're adding more resources for customer co-development, both in bakery and in dairy fats and in infant and in food service and in chocolate confectionery fats. And the restructuring programs, the productivity programs, are defined, and we are now preparing for them, and we will see some results end of this year, and we will see more results during the course of next year, mainly in Q1 and Q2. So that is basically what we want to say on the rationalization programs. Before we get to the end and before we get to the Q&A session, I have been asked by Anders to remind you about a change in our financial calendar. We will now announce Q3 on November 7. We have previously announced that our date was November 4, but we have recently decided to change to November 7 for various reasons. So please note November 7 for the Q3 report, and then a small trailer for our Capital Market Day, which we this year, as being a Swedish-Danish project, we are this year not doing our Capital Market Day only in Stockholm on November 15. There is also an opportunity on November 17 in Copenhagen. It will be conducted mainly in Swedish language in Stockholm, maybe also Scornish language. And there will also be Jean-Marc Rotzar, our Vice President, President AAK US. And in Copenhagen, we can discuss what language we will conduct the Capital Market Day in. But you will also hear meet our President for AAK US. Concluding remarks before Q&A. We continue to see positive effects of the AK Acceleration Program, which is based on our speciality strategy, which hasn't changed at all, but we now focus hard to make it more executable, more action-oriented. And we see progress in terms of organic growth in speciality products, in M&A, and in productivity. Speciality volumes increased organically, particularly in infant nutrition, dairy industry or dairy fat alternatives, and chocolate confectionery fats. The acquisition of Golden Foods Golden Brands is creating good cross-selling opportunity in terms of products and customers and channels, and gives a nice geographic dimension to our business. We are now going into the third quarter, and we remain prudently optimistic for the quarter and for the execution of AAK Acceleration. And here I am instructed by my dear friend Mr. Byström to say something here. Not going into giving guidance, you know AAK, we never do that. Not giving forecasts, you know AAK, we never do that. And I would absolutely not criticize our dear friends, the analysts, who we appreciate a lot, and some of them have understood our business very well since years, and today I would say most of them or all of them do understand our business quite well, so I'm not criticizing them, but I want anyhow to go back to the fact that after Q1, we with a fraction of an inch, beat the consensus expectations. And with no new information whatsoever, the analysts increased their expectations. This quarter, yes, we are delivering a record high Q2. We are beating the consensus expectation a little bit. But please don't forget that we have a currency headwind where I see that some of you underestimate that currency headwind. We have seen some price decreases on some raw material lately. But all in all, the world is living a year of 2011 with global food prices way above global food prices in 2010. And if you are a low income taker in the Western world, at least some countries in the Western world, or if you're a low income taker in or a mid income taker in any new economy, with skyrocketing record high food prices in this non-cyclical slash relatively non-cyclical business, there is definitively a price demand elasticity. And with the high food prices, low income takers think twice before some of their consumption. That may not be excluded here from the reflections. And to that, we add the general uncertainty with everything from Greece and Portugal and other countries and etc., etc., etc. So again, we are very happy. We are very proud for this quarter. We feel confident and cautiously optimistic for Q3 and Q4, but at the same time, we beg you all to not overreact to this good quarter. Yeah, I think that was basically it. Maybe 5-10 minutes longer than planned, but we still have roughly 20-25 minutes for Q&A, if there is relevant questions. So please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that is star followed by one to register a question, and then you can use the hash or pound key to cancel your request. And the first question comes from the line of Marcus Welander. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you. A question on CCF, if I may. You speak of stable markets, and it doesn't seem like Eastern Europe or Russia are recovering, yet you're seeing 7% volume growth in the chocolate division. Is this just some quarterly variations we're seeing, or is there anything else explaining it?
I think we have been working on a number of angles now in a very focused way since at least 18 months. We have been reinvesting some of our savings from our productivity programs in sales and technical customer co-development in future-oriented markets, markets with growth potential. So we are doing very nicely for chocolate confectionery fats in the U.S., in Mexico, in South America. We are doing quite nicely also, but from a low level in Asia, so we are starting to focus on that. And we are also trying to push for the concept of being a total solution provider for chocolate confectionery fats and not only a pure CBE, one product sales organization. Because as we talked many times, our large customers, they demand a whole catalog of chocolate and confectionery fats. And that strategy is a little bit starting to bear fruit. Was that an answer to your question, Marcus?
Yes, thank you. And then maybe just another a clarification. I didn't quite catch this. On slide 20, where you described the rationalization programs, you say in the third bullet point there that one-off costs offset by one-off income. Could you just elaborate on this? What did you mean, really?
We talked about this a little bit, I believe, after Q1. We have some one-off cost, of course, when we do a program like this. All of that is not cash out of pocket. Some of that could be depreciation of fixed asset as well. And and we announced that our long-term insurance discussion has been acceptably concluded during the spring, and more or less as a pure coincidence, the one-off costs for the UK program is of the same magnitude as the one-off income from the insurance settlement.
Okay, so the one-off income is the insurance settlement. Okay, got it.
More or less.
Yes, thank you.
And Marcus, if you look at page 16 in the report, you have a split there, and the UK restructuring is described under the headline Food Ingredients.
I misinterpreted it.
Yeah. The remaining lines are related to the insurance compensation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marcus. Any other question?
And the next question comes from the line of Per Jorgensen. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, gentlemen, and congratulations with the results. You are on the right way, that's for sure, from what I can see. Just a clarification on the FI, if I may. This restructuring in the UK on the minus, how much is it fair to say that the volume decrease is only related to the UK restructuring, so that in the other markets the specialization is actually doing fairly well and actually more than compensating for the fall in the more commoditized products?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. Words appreciated. Your question, we can say that you of our volume
it's on page 7 that you say as a consequence volume were down around 13%, and from my what I gather what you said is actually that it's more it's mostly related to the UK.
Yes.
So therefore one could maybe think that the decrease in the volume in FI totally is more or less over after as also Anders mentioned after the next couple of quarters.
We have this mathematical, UK is the vast majority of the 13%.
Yeah.
And as Anders mentioned and we said before, we will carry this volume decrease for four quarters starting Q1 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see similar evolution also in Q3 and Q4. And going into Q1 2012, this UK effect should normally be behind us.
Okay. So it's fair to say that from 2012, one could think that the volume will start to increase in the FI total business, even excluding the new acquisition.
That is definitely our target. We cannot promise anything.
No.
We cannot guarantee anything, but that is what we're working on.
Okay. This decrease in volume in the F or the TPF business due to the maintenance, is that only maintenance related, or are there any other special things included in that?
It's only maintenance related.
Okay.
And the TPF business is basically taking care of our residual products and
yeah.
making something really good out of that, coming from our biggest factory, Karlshamn,
yeah.
the rapeseed crusher.
Okay.
And that factory normally stops for a week, give and take, a few days every year. And every 4 or 5 years, you need to stop it basically for a month. So this is planned, and I would maybe risk that you overreact positively on our numbers, but obtaining same result as last year despite the factory being stopped for a full month indicates that there is an underlying improvement of
yep.
material character.
Okay.
But I don't want to overpromise.
Oh, that's okay. That's fair. That's promising. Okay. Thanks a lot.
There is challenges also in the TPF business, we must say. Crushing margins under pressure being one. Thank you, Per.
And as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 to register and then the hash or pound key to cancel your request. And the next question comes from the line of Gerard Honey. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Congratulations to a good result. I have just one question for the time being, and it's regarding Golden Foods. You stated that the operating profit per kilo will be in line with current group average from January 2012. You expect, and Arne earlier said that 0.7 was in reach and you have no specific limits. Do you have the same potential within margin improvement in Golden Food as you see in the rest of the group?
Hello, Johan. Thank you for your words. Appreciated. Your question, we can make a long story short and just give a Scanish short yes.
Okay. That was a quick answer. Thank you.
And once again, that is star one to register a question and then the hash or pound key to cancel your request. We appear to have no further questions registered. I hand the conference back to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much for taking your time. I know for many of you in the middle of the vacation period. We are happy and proud of this quarterly result. Again, please don't overreact on it. There is volume price elasticity if you're a low income taker in your consumption of packed goods and prepared food. The world is financially more uncertain than since long time maybe. And we have a currency headwind that some of you are underestimating quite significantly. But we are on track and we are executing on AAK acceleration and we are prudently optimistic for the future. So thank you very much. Have a great day, a great afternoon, and so forth, wherever you are, and hope to talk to you soon again.